Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, big interview listeners. Welcome to 2018. I hope it's going to be a happy, successful year for you and one which, every couple of weeks, we'll spend together enjoying the beauties of football. I want you to take the time to support us now by investing just £2.99 per month and joining us for exclusive interviews and content only for members. So, to that end, here's what I reckon is a brief, interesting extract from my big interview with Roberto Di Matteo. Robbie talks about taking over Chelsea in March 2012 after the sacking of André Villas-Boas. He describes the mixture of personalities as the most difficult dressing room he was ever involved with as a player or manager. But those personalities, that dressing room, held the key to historic success. Here, he talks through the remarkable second leg of the last 16 tie in the Champions League against Napoli and a nerve-shredding quarter-final win over Benfica. During the course of our 80-minute conversation in London just recently, Roberto shared two stories he's never told before. He laughed uproariously, shed a tear, no really he did, and gave his take on Chelsea's epic semi-final win over Barcelona, plus that incredible night in Munich against Bayern Munich in the final. You'll love it. But to hear it all, it's time to become a socio. Sign up now. And you'll not only unlock the Roberto Di Matteo interview, but also my conversations with Rafa van der Vaart, Ledley King, Robbie Keane, Kevin Phillips and Jermaine Defoe. Let me tell you now, these aren't just classy men who've achieved on the football pitch. They talk wittily, interestingly, emotionally, in depth about football, their lives, their attitudes and what made them great. Go to patreon.com/Graham Hunter. That's patreon.com/Graham Hunter. It is the best £2.99 you'll spend this year. Thank you. As a manager, you have notable success. MK Dons, West Brom, you're a clear influence even as assistant manager at Chelsea in the development of the team. You get given the opportunity to take over, but in a situation which, again, correct me if I'm wrong, which has some similarities to the Vicenza moment in that it's mid-season. The result in Napoli, the result against a team which I think played, you know, in the San Paolo Stadium, a game maybe to win maybe even more firmly in the first leg, and you take over. And again, it feels like everything changes and every single thing in terms of morale, attitude, crucial goals, spirit, winning mentality, seems from then until the end of the season to surge. Now, is that romantic? Is it true? Explain it from the beginning. What did you do? What happened?
Well, this one aspect that I would like to explain is that even big players or big athletes or top athletes, let's say top athletes, when they certainly don't have that kind of success that they used to, they lose confidence like everybody else. And so certainly there was a lack of confidence, you know, at that moment of time, because the team wasn't, you know, was not doing great in the league, Champions League, okay.
I mean, good until the Naples game, good.
Yes, exactly, you know, qualified and everything. And credit to ABB, because he brought the team to that stage. And so it was just a question of building, you know when you play with the Lego the toys, Lego
yep.
toys, yeah. You just put one on top of the other and you build a wall. So it was a question of just, you know, next game, try and win it, build some confidence up for the game after that. The game after that, try and win again, involve everybody in the group, make everybody feel that they are part of the group, that they're important for the group, which ultimately was probably one of the secrets for success, because later on in the season, you know, we had obviously, you know, injuries, suspension and so on. So, and also making them believe that they had a real opportunity to win it, because there wasn't many years left in some of the players in that group, because they had been there, some of them had been there 9 years, 8 years, 7 years, so for a long, long time. And it was kind of a generation that had probably had the last chance to win something big. And so that was also an objective for many of them, that they were thinking, oh, I asked you, how many more times do you think you will have an opportunity like this to win this kind of competition? And there were a number of them that probably thought, yeah, this might be the last time that, you know, I could be involved in something like this. So that helped as well. But it was just trying to build a cohesive team, a group that were, you know, supporting each other, fighting for each other. It was a very difficult dressing room, Graham. I can tell you. I mean, it was difficult for AVB and me as an assistant. And it was a difficult dressing room after when I...
I'd suggest not because necessarily of bad behaviour, but of intensely strong characters.
Yeah, some of the personalities were very, very strong. And also, they had been there for many, many years. So, you know, they obviously acquired some kind of... maybe they...
This is my club.
Privilege, maybe, yes. Or power, maybe.
The owner treats some of them differently. Power.
Well, I mean, that's a cliche, you know, whether that's true or not, I can't confirm or deny that.
But it's hard to manage because of this cocktail of intense characters, winners, been there a long time, they feel perhaps a sense of possession and how things should be done that might not be just right for just that moment.
Yeah, it wasn't an easy dressing room. I mean, that was one of the most difficult dressing rooms I've ever experienced as a player and as a manager. Very difficult. But on the other hand, those strong characters helped in those strategic moments.
Once you harnessed them or changed their vista. Because I expected to sit here, or one of the things I've noticed about you from playing until management is that your football brain is very good. Some players get given gifted physiques or brilliant lungs, or they can just do it without thinking about it. I've noticed, and it's clear this isn't flattery, that your football brain works very, very well. Therefore, I look to think about, you know, the turnaround perhaps being about strategy or a change in the team shape or whatever. But as human beings, we live to communicate. So when you communicate as a leader with a difficult group and the message goes in and they change their performance, that's even more satisfying.
Yeah, obviously changed a few things as well, you know, because obviously, not that I disagreed with Andrea. I thought that AVB, it was an absolute pleasure, and I was very lucky to work with AVB because I learned a lot from him as well, in the way he coaches, in the way he prepares games and so on. So, and I gave him a lot of credit. And it was a very difficult time for Chelsea at that time because there was this transition period where, you know, there was this generation that was coming towards an end of an era, and they needed to be changed. And so he came to London or to Chelsea at a difficult time. And saying that, we changed a little bit, yeah, the shape of the team, and, you know, included some different players and made everybody feel important.
Who did you give more game time to?
Well, probably, you know, Salomon Kalou maybe wasn't as much involved before. Ryan Bertrand. But a bit everybody, because at the end of the day, we were playing so many games, you know, every 3 days. So made a few changes, rotated the team around, and everybody, you know, you can name it. I mean,
it's very unusual for any Italian team to win 3-1 and go away and then get knocked out of Europe, particularly if they include players like Maggio, for example, Cannavaro, the younger, Hamsik, Inler, Cavani, Lavezzi, coached by Walter Mazzarri. When in 105 minutes, Ivanovic gets the winner. Is the joy of the cup final goal against Middlesbrough or the Ivanovic winner greater if you weigh it back in your mind for you?
Well, two different kind of happiness, if I may say. But certainly it was a delirium in my head because not only you know, it did allow us to go further in that competition, but I also knew that it would help to manage this group of players further, you know, a little bit easier, because, you know, getting knocked out would have meant that it was going to be very, very difficult. So keeping the dream alive, knowing that you have a chance, believing that you can do it, because that game really gave us the belief. You know, turning a 3-1 deficit around against Napoli at home gave us so much belief that we were on the right track.
And then Benfica, you went away, and again, I'm now, because of time, not talking so much about the tactics and the strategy, but I think people forget, because of the drama of the next three games, that when Javi Garcia scores with 5 minutes left, one more goal, those are I mean, in the end, Mireles,
what a goal,
that's a Di Matteo strike you've just seen there.
What a goal did he score.
But for those 5.5 minutes,
yeah, it was a little bit tense.
you didn't leave the stadium and walk down Fulham Broadway again? No,
I did not, but it was, you know, but you expect it, you know, when you're in a, so the quarter final, when you involved, they're only good teams, and you expect it to go to the last wire, unless, you know, you can win one of the legs 2-3-4, or even the 3-0 or the 4-0, you know, as history shows us, sometimes not enough. So you expect to have a tense game, but, you know, we scored early and then they were reduced to 10 men, but when he came up and scored the equaliser, I was very happy for Raul to score that second goal, and what a goal he scored as well.
Now, I hope and believe you enjoyed that little free excerpt of Roberto Di Matteo. For the full 80-minute interview, head to patreon.com/Graham Hunter. Do it now. Sign up and you'll unlock all our archive interviews. And every month in 2018, we will be producing a mini-documentary exclusive to socios, exclusive to members. It's the best deal in town, baby.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.